Part 2, focusing on our breathing. In this section, we are going to spend some time understanding breathing and its importance in helping us to relax. From the moment we are born, we take a deep breath, and it is breath that sustains us throughout our lives. We can survive without food and water for long periods of time, but we need to breathe to live. We take about 20,000 breaths each day. That's over 500 million breaths in our lifetime. Now take a moment and place your hand on your collarbone and one below your rib cage. Your hand may be resting on your tummy. This gives you an idea of how big your lungs are. Our lungs are designed in such a way that most of the blood traveling through our lungs passes through the lower third of our lungs. For the blood to pick up as much oxygen as possible, we must fill the lower third of our lungs with air as we breathe. Now let's take a moment to become aware of our breathing. Place one hand on your chest and one hand on your tummy. And just allow yourself to breathe in and out without any effort. And notice as you do if your chest or tummy moves in and out. Now relax your hands again. For most people, when they do this activity, they find their chest moves and not their tummies. We need to breathe deep down into our diaphragms. This is called deep breathing. The diaphragm is a muscle stretching from the backbone to the front of the rib cage. The lungs have no muscle of their own, so the muscle around the chest cavity does the work of breathing. When we breathe in, the diaphragm moves downwards to allow the lungs to fill. And as we breathe out, the diaphragm moves up to push air out of the lungs. Deep breathing allows us to fill our lung capacity and to empty again. When we breathe deeply, we increase the amount of oxygen into our bodies. With every 20 breaths, we can get a full lung of oxygen. More oxygen in the blood allows it to penetrate deeper into the tissues and help them to repair themselves. Now, let's try some deep breathing. Sit upright in your chair, with your feet flat on the ground and your back supported in the chair. Place one hand on your chest and the other on your tummy. Now, just let your breath move in and out of your body as usual. The next time that you breathe out, pull your tummy in as if you're trying to touch your spine. And as you breathe in, push your tummy out and let it fill up with air. And as you breathe out, pull your tummy in again. Again, as you breathe in, let your tummy fill up with oxygen. And as you breathe out, pull your tummy in. Just practice this for another few moments. As you breathe in and your tummy fills with oxygen, now hold your breath for the count of two. And then let your breath out again, pulling your tummy in. Breathing in, letting your tummy fill with oxygen, counting one, two, then let your breath out again, pulling your tummy in. If at any time you become aware of yourself getting a little lightheaded, then return to your normal breathing for a couple of breaths. This may be due to our bodies getting used to the extra oxygen in our bodies. So just allow yourself to breathe deeply for another couple of moments. Breathing in, pushing your tummy out to let it fill up with air. And as you breathe out, pulling your tummy in again. Breathing in, counting one, two, and breathing out. Learning to breathe takes time. It's like learning to ride a bicycle again. You know how to do it, but you are out of practice. So take a couple of minutes throughout the day to practice deep breathing. Deep breathing helps us to relax, and when we are relaxed, we reduce our anxiety levels. If you are becoming stressed when you are late for an appointment, or stuck in traffic, or you're not able to concentrate, then just take a moment and begin to do your deep breathing. This will help you to relax, and you will be able to deal with the situation in a better way and let go of stress and tension.